Hazara, Walding by Sifyud Zayin. As the goal, as always, to go through the basic Makaris, go through Evi, Mechab Ramah, Shach Taz, Biskachuva, and Kiveger. Sifyud Zayin is a sugya of Tzaveya or Tzava, meaning someone who paints themselves, or is a painter. So the Makar, the Beis Yosef, brings down from two different Shainim, two reasons why you make it from the Rosh and the Rashba. One is something that's noy, that you want to put upon yourself, not Nechle Gerevak Podo. The second thing, Chazus of Amo has no mamoshes, therefore is no chatitza. The Shach points out that let's say it's covering right over your hair. That means even though we know the Loch and Sefei, we have Machloikis Koinim and the Rambam, if the Sar is Imim Bifne Atzmoi, and we pass the Lechum like the Goinim, that the Sar is Imim Bifne Atzmoi, and therefore Rave should be a Bayav Chatitza, still speaks out the Shach. When you have a wavy hair with Sefei inside, still, the mice will be make over here, while I goof or sar, not nichle get of a chatzitz over here. Come on, Mechaber, and he points out, says two cases. One, a case of a person who calls themselves, whether it's the hands, or the face, or the siris, it's not a chatzitz. The second thing, says Mechaber, let's say he's a painter, and getting out his hands on top of him, it's not a chatzitz, the paint. The one points out, lav dafka, a case of a tzapo, even anyone who's that's their umnus, whether it's a sheikhit, or a butcher over here, since Rav Bnei Umnes for Maisa are not makbid, not nichel negeder of a chatzitza. The Taz comes along and brings down a Beis Yosef that brings down a rekech at the end of the simon. That says over here, let's say an isha touched a pot, and the hands get blackened over here. Since the blacken upon it is Maisa, she's not makbid, doesn't stick to her body, it's not a chatzitza. Therefore, says the Taz, who would if an isha goes to the mikvah, and she touches the walls or these pipes as it gets blackened from it, also, we won't have to be titled a second time. They point out from over here, the world is really bothering the Taz. We see we have two separate reasons over here. We have the sugya of Chazusa, we have the sugya of Noi. Does each swara stand by itself, or the mice need both of them to be makel? The fact that Taz has a question, what Salach is, and it can be makel by touching Shachuris, the mice, there's no Noi over there. But still the mice is makel, but there is no Moshe over there. So we see from the Taz that the fact that it has only Chazusov, has no Mamoshes, that in and of itself is the reason why to be Mekel. Kain that we see also the Taz and Shach is, we have a Loch and Sifyut Aleph, but the case of Diyoy, Sifyut as well, case of Diyoy is Chaitzitz. Maisa, why is it Chaitzitz for? Kamel, the Taz and Shach both have to answer the case of Mamoshes. What do you have to answer the case of Mamoshes? To say it's not a case of Noi. So we see over here that each Svar stands by itself, if it's a Noi, it can be Mekel. That means even has Chazuso, Mascara has Chazuso, but it has Noi, it'll be Michael. If I care it, let's say you have a ballpoint pen, that's not Noi, and only for the case of Chazuso, even Mama, she can be Michael. The Siddhartha does want to argue, the fact that the Mechaba brings down the case of Tzabo, says that Tzabo, why be Michael, Dafka is a painter, let's be Michael, all people has paint upon them, it's only a case of Chazuso. The Chanim answer, no, Tzabo is a case of even who had Mamash, it'll still be Michael. Because the case of a special deal of umnis over here, this is a shaila, and the Taz and Shach seem to be meduric very clearly to make each svar by itself. Sifyut Ches, a case of tziporim, a case of nails. So it's very clear we have a Mishnah that's mechalbed in the case of soya and the case of botzak. If you have a case of soya, it means dirt over here. It depends if it's kinegada boser, then it's not chaitzitz. Something shloi kinegada boser is chaitzitz. Mash enkin botzak tit. If it's even if it's connected to the case of chaitzitz. Dough and hood and tit. Two cases over here. Right. Both cases over here, the loch is going to be a case that's be chaitzitz, whether it's connected to the or not. Now, what is the definition of connected to the says in Machaber, something is oidif ala bosser. The way the Chorim explained, meaning you turn around, you do not see your nails, that is not nichon together of shloi connected to the and that is shloi connected to the if you can see it. If you cannot see it, it's connected to the The Maya says, since our Noshim do not know how exactly Mechavan exactly, says the Mechaber, therefore the Nahogan Kleisel to cut the nails. I mean, sometimes Noshim thinks the Mile is the Indian. Mechaber, Loch Lemaise, we cut our nails. That's clear, that's not a Shiloh. Question of the Evan. The Maya, Mechaber brings out, all Noshim cut the nails. Now, come on the Pesach Tshuva, and points out the Mogar Avram, why the world be marked in the case of Botzak, all places, whether Kneged or Shloi Kneged, the case of Tit, or the case of Sawyer. Dafik Kineged. So even you yourself are not makbid. Rav Noshim are makbid. Yeah. Instead of Rav Noshim Maisa makbid, even though you're not personally makbid, Nich Negeda of Chatzitzo. The Tat does point out, saying Pshat in the Torah over here, Let's say this case over here is be'etzim is chatzitzo, whether it's soya k'negel abosser, or the case over here, let's say soya shloy k'negel abosser, or botzek any case. But let's say the amount over here is very small. A machbis mutoy person not machbid, will not be nichlan negel chatzitzo. That means even though the thing itself is chaytitz, but it's too small, not nichlan negel chatzitzo over here. Now, the Taz and Shach, both being down the base, Yosef has the Rebbeinu Tam. It says, what exactly is a botzak or this story that we're discussing over here? In one time, the case is doctored something that's stuck on very tight, very stuck on very well, that's nichl negedim chatzitzo. Something that's easy to remove, it's not nichl negedim chatzitzo. They point out, the mechaber over here, the mice is not mechalik. Why is it not mechalik? So Taz the Masi come along and says, Ein Chalam is a kasha, but he said by Hilchus of Netilas Daim, it didn't do Rabbonu, the mice will be mekel. Masha Inke over here, by the case of Chatzitzo, as a Swacha Dereiso, therefore the mice will be machmor without answering the question. I said, Hashem, the Shach Maisa does answer the question. Ni wants to tell Echanami, discussing the case of Tzoya, that Echanami is nitbak like Botak, stuck on very well. Except once the Mechaba goes on further and says, once we have an Hogs of Noshim to cut all the nails, all the time, Mitzadach Shash, we're not exactly sure, it's Kinegra Bosser, Shloy Kinegra Bosser. Therefore, we end off with this halacha. We're not to cut them anyway. There's not much of a difference. Mashaikim until Zidayim, we can't tell the notion to cut the nails every time they want to wash their hands. Therefore, it's ve'negeh this halacha. It's negeh. We say dafk over there. We bring down the concept dafk of its nidbak like botzak. That's the situation we mark with the chatzitza. Otherwise, we won't be makbid. Sif yutes, it'd be mamshuch the sugya of nails. So let's say a person that has a blown up ear by the nails. And therefore, they cannot cut over here that area of the nails, or they cannot get out the lichluch underneath the nails, since that area is blown up. Agam it's nira, but since it's, if it's underneath the area that's part of your body, therefore it's not a chatzitza. Explains the Shach from the Beis Yosef. The Ma'amachim gained this halacha from Sif Yud Aleph by the case of a chetz, a case of a needle, or something that's underneath your body, and over there comes out anything that's below skin level is nichl to get a part of the guf, not part of the body. Any object that inside your body is not a chatzitza, he'll also come out and do the shach. Let's say, even if you see it, what's dug in inside below skin level, will not be nichlan together chatzitza like a case of a chetz. Simchof has been mamshul the sugya of nails. But discuss, let's say a person is supposed to cut the nails, that's the minig, but the ma'aseh did not cut the nails. What's the locha in that situation? The machloek is mechaber in the amo. The mechaber starts off saying very simple. Agam, you aim to cut it, and you plan to cut it, and you wanted to cut it, but at the end of the day, you did not cut it, you're not makbid, it's part of the body itself, it's not a chatzitza, not chalitzitz. Now the Mos speaks out dafkor, and there's no botzak, or no tzoyah, underneath the nails, otherwise be a bayah chatzitza. Explains lumdus of the Taz, it's very simple, because the nail is part of your body. You can plan to cut it, but until you cut it, it's part of your body. You can plan to cut off your finger, but it's part of your body, not a chatzitza. Aksar Hasheni, coming to Mon, argues, and says, once we have the meaning to cut the nails, even if you left over one of the nails, it will be nichl negeder of a chashash chatzitza, and therefore need tefillah acheres v'chein noigim. That's the minig. Do another tefillah over here. Now, the three separate machlokes in Taz and Shach, how to understand the sugya over here. First question is, what's the chashash over here? Why come to be machver? They need tefillah acheres. Come on, the Taz, he says, the reason is from the Goyish Duro, wrote down by Maram, is because the chashash, maybe it's not clean. Maybe it's not clean. The chashash is a chumro ba'almo. Mashenkin, the shach being down for the bach, the svar of the ravon, kol ha'imel liktzeis kikotzes something. It sounds like they're away from losh l'ramo. This is something is aimed to cut. If it really is cut, the fact they do not cut, there's a chatzitza, there's a sticker on top of your nail that's blocking you over here. So that means that the taz is coming from a chumro ba'almo. Maybe it's not clean. The shach is coming from a din over here of kol ha'imel liktzeis kikotzes something. Therefore, come out a second machlokes. What's the other shell? Well, the reason is what's the ghetto of yidit tefillah acheres? The way how the Taz comes along and says, Maram, that until you bring the shamish, then you need another tefillah. Afterwards, you do not need, because only chumah ba'amo. How about the mighty laz? A body will not go do that. And he said, not only that, even if you're not sure if it's clean or not, the mice also can be mekel, since it's the chumah ba'amo. Mash enke, the shach says, if you can't go back, you have to. Even the next day, the day after. Yefshir, yefshir. Well, let's say he's not a yefshir. The mice, you have to go back. At least there are a third machlokes. Let's say Isha forgot to cut her nails on Friday night or Yontif. What to go do? So on the page, there are three different sheets over here. Aloch, we make a little bit of a serif over here. The Taz says, Aloch is the Maaseh, we do not cut it through a case of Goy, not through Yisrael. You clean it very well, and the Maaseh goes to the mikvah. And the Maaseh, I go to the mikvah, it's a Chumrah Baalma. You have no other option. Go to the mikvah over here, we clean very well. I says, Maaseh, let's go get a Goy to go clean it. She said, no, it's a Chumrah. Or go cut it. It's a chumrah. It's not a mitzvah gemur over here. They would just clean it. Aleph. The second thing he says, Elamai, go get a goy. He says, another baya. You saw being misaleya. And therefore, the misaleya is the rice over here. And therefore, you cannot get a goy to go cut it where there's a case of bashino, you buy a goy, or a case of bakli. You have a bayam, say mitzad, you saw shaboy, and say mitzad the goy shaboy. So again, so Taz is saying 2 points. Number one, to not get why? It's a chumrah ba'amo. Second, go get a goy, go do it. No, mitzad is sugim misaleya. He doesn't know, he said chalamoid, cut it like regular. The Shach Lameisa comes along and says, first halacha, he comes out maskono, is number one, through a goy b'shinoi. Number two, you cannot do it through a goy b'shinoi, do it by a goy k'rogel. The case of a kli. He says 5 points over here. Number one, the fact he's saying the Taz is in the Raisa, it's not true, it's not the Raisa. It's halacha shein shuchel gufay, aleph. Second is, I'll make it to the Rabbanon, do a case b'shinoi. 30 says, you have a bayat taz, mitzat misayayah, we pass him and say, ain't my mamish, Gemara and Shabbos over here. Are you a sugya makis, by the case of, by makiv and nikiv, right, and bayat payas and roish, you have a special pasuk over there, sugya makaf over there. The oy, you're pointing out, the sugya of teals, the cutting off the nails, is a dim mitzvah. And Amil and Ochri, we do not say by case of a mitzvah. That's a loch and simon shizayin, sefei. Void, you can tell me it's in the Raisa. There are more beings down the Bal Iter Shito, and Rish Ein Vov Sebeis, that Mokka Mitzvah by the Raisi Kami Mekel. So you have all these two from over here. Therefore, the Maskoli says, do a Peshinoi through a Goy. You cannot do it through a Goy Peshinoi, then do a Bikli. There's a Ramah Shito, the beings down the Bal Iter, that says they can get a Goy to a Malocha de Raisa on Shabbos. The case they're more discussing by Shal Shudas, get a Goy to put on the lights when it's dark. So over here is the mitzvah gemura. To cut the nails, go to mikvah. You have to cut the nails. The shach that she taught say that says the mitzvah gemura to cut your nails. In Konami, he says the mitzvah gemura over here. With all these ideas over here, so the vadi go get a goy to a shino and up a shino do a bikli over here. We'll get to. First, a third sheet over here, Peskachuva being done the Shos Yaakov, and what's Taina? No, a goy b'shinoi, not a goy bikli. And even the shach that says it, he just means rabkanim also. Which is not the pashas to mean of the shach, and other places can do not bring down the shach that way. The Maiso, the way the Mishnah Brua goes, which Mashgiach is asking, Mamash makes it serif. He says, we go like the shach. The number one, the loch is, do b'shinoi. Number two, cannot do b'shinoi, do b'kli. Number three, there's no goy round, do like the Taz, Tanakir. Why can most places pass like the Taz, as the Chumrah Ba'almo? Just like we with the swores of the shach. I mean, Lachri, Shinoi, the Rabban over here. That means we took along to go like the Shach, but not mitzat heels into mitzvah gemurah. Could we hold of a svaris over here, but if it's stuck, no going around, Tanakir, do like the Taz. Could we make a pass like the Taz? So your mamash made a tziruf over here, took on both sheetahs. But first go like the Shach, not the Shach, then go like the Taz. Negate to cutting your toenails. So do you have to go do that? First, the Shach brings down the Rabban, you do have to cut your toenails. But let's say a person forgot over here, then the Peskachuva brings down the Chamudinil from Ksav Yad, that even if you know it's not clean, Maisa Tzitz from Noshim are not Machbid, not Nechel Neged El Chatzitza, and therefore not near Tvila Acheris. Simchav Aleph Neged, Mamshuk the Sugi of Nails, let's say a person has a hangnail, meaning part nail is off, what's the luck in that situation? So you have a Mishnah Mikvois in Perek Tes that says it's not a Chatzitza. However, we have a Tesefto Mikvois in Perek Vav that brings down Reb and Yosef. They call it Re, because someone's a gift of Yosef, someone of Yechanan. So the Re ben Yosef, he comes along with the Chak, whether it's Reiv or Miet. If the case is Reiv, it's not a Chatzitza. If it's Miet, it is a Chatzitza. The question among the Rishonim, do we pass the list of Sefto, or go like the steamiest of the Mishnah? The Beis Yosef brings down, the Rambam and Ben Rucham go like the steamiest of the Mishnah, will always make it by Hengnail. When it's Reiv or it's Miet. At Sarah Sheni, the Torah passed the Lechumra, only by the case of Reiv, he can make it, not by the case of Miet. Aloch Lamaisa comes on the Mechaber, and he passes the Vekil, the Chumrah, like the Torah over here. It says Aloch is you can only make when it's a case of a roiv. And when it's a meat, by the case of a hangnail, you have to be machbeth, nichel, negeda, ove, chatzitzo. Now, Come along, the Shachni points out, and one of the questions on the test, and I think most people got incorrect over here, that this whole Shalab Machil between a Rav and a Meit is Dachin Hushito, and the Mechabashito, they call Imel Kotzi Kotzi, it's not Ma'akim. Masha Enkin, the Amor already Paskins, Tzor Tfilah Cheres. By the case of the whole entire nail is there. Surely when they, part of the nail of Mice is there, the Shach points out, according to Amor, his Shito, Abadit, Tzor Tfilah Cheres. And there is no Chil between a Rav and a Meit, and you always need a Tfilah Cheres. What get a tefillah cheres? Be machlokes taz and shach. Kohen the taz add to the shamish, which are we paskin, or like the shach heichid afsher. Now go back to mechabeshito. He's mechab between the roiv and miyot. What is the kimto? What's the lomus behind the shiloh between the chiluk of roiv and miyot? So very clear among the page. There are three different shitas over here. There's a beis yosef, the taz, and the shach. The way the beis yosef understands, when you have a hangnail hanging off, the bayad the chatzitzo is not the mokum achituch or the chotuch, not either place. It's there's a sticker on top of the nail. There's a sticker there, an outside factor on top of the nail. And therefore, the Beis Yosef said that's the ikum mahalach, and look at the Magi in the Torah, that's mahalach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He agreed, like the Beis Yosef over here, that the baya is a sticker. However, what by roiv he makel, if it's roiv, it's not nechshev part of the guf, and therefore it's not a chatzitzo. The Maiso, the Dr. Moshe, the Shach, Bach, the Moshe, all Maiso argue with mahalach of the Beis Yosef. The second mahalach, how the Shach says the ikum mahalach for the accumulation of Mordechai. In the case over here is where the place where it's connected. You have a nail that's fully on, most of it's off, and part of it's connected. So makom of the chibur over there, since it's as if it's cut off already. Therefore, nichlan together of makom base storm, a gam base storm. What does have to physically get there? Has to be roy. And if anything is not roy, then it is being ma'akav over here. Therefore, nichlan again of chatzitzo. I think that choydim. What's the difference between roy and miyot then? Both times you have a bayah, the makom of the chibur itself. So I have two, three mahalchim how to explain. The way the Beis Yosef understands that if rav is off and not take off the rest of it, it's very easy to take off the rest. The fact that he does not do it must be the miyot that's connected, not makiv, because not the dark part over here. Beis Yosef. The way how the Mordechai understands is yuba kekuloi, and therefore it's as if it's not there. The way the Bach understands, could not need an umma to take it off, but the Taz says does not know what that exactly means. A third malach over here, the way the Taz understands, is not the mokum of the chibur itself, it's the mokum of the chituch. That means you have a place that's disconnected, since it's going to be, has pain to you, you can hold it close to your one ear to the other area where it's split, and you can hold it together, it's been ma'akim the water from coming over there. Therefore, when the case is rave is off, you're not going to hold it close together, we'll all get there. Ma'ashek, your meat is off, will be close together. It's going to be close together. Therefore, the ma'ak, the wood from the gate, the mokum achituch. So again, what is the akimta we're discussing with that's bothering us over here? Three different mahalchim. Beis Yosef says it's a case of a sticker. The Shach says, and the Dr. Moshe says, you said over here is a chibur shavoy. And the Sadataz, the mokum of the chituch shavoy. The Peskachuba brings down some sefer, the gate to Kalas, who plan to shave off their hair after Bir Yishayno. Why is not nichle get of kol or imel lekotz kotz tami and nichle get of chatzitza? So it explains that some sefer, since there's a being mafzik between the case of the beer going to the mikvah and when you have the first beer, you're supposed to have beer there. Not that you plan to remove it right away, but after this man, therefore nichle negeda of a chatzitza, and therefore even kol not chatzitza, therefore even kol the avon lemaisa is not a problem. Sif kabei is being mafzik the sugya of something that's hanging off. That just like we have a hangnail. Let's say if your limb is hanging off. To come along with the Mechaber and says, in this situation, it is a case of chaitzitz. Now again, what is the kimto over here? Will come out, Machlokes Taz, Shach, and Beis Yosef, what's bothering us? According to the Beis Yosef, discussing a case of a sticker. According to the Taz, discussing when the person is holding the arm in massive pain, the water cannot get there. According to the Shach, talking about the book of the Chibur, which I have a hard time with, because why is Eimel Kotzitz for? I don't know how the Shach really answers that in kimto. Maisa, that's how the case is Simcha Beis, the same as Kimto Simcha Vala.
If he's able, it's image of
context. Plan the coffee.
It's ready with
Zulu. Ulay, maybe. Fine, the Amal does Mamshech. Let's say you have a wart, you have ballast, or anything you're serious. He says over here, it's not a bayah being Medoldol. If it's not Medoldol, therefore not Nechagel of Chatzitzo. Simcha Gimel, the case of a person wearing jewelry. So Mechaba is very simple. You're saying that if the jewelry is loose, it's not a chatzitzo. If it's hardik, it is nichol negeda of a chatzitzo. come with Taz and he says, I don't understand, Lamaiso, we're not mocking going inside the mikvah, so why nichle get him chatzitzah? So being down for the right, but since the fa'am, sometimes you go take it off when a person does lisha, they make chalas. Since the fa'am, the izak pada, therefore right now also, you have to remove your jewelry over here. Now, which jewelry is worse? Is it a nose ring or is it earring? If Kivayga brings down a machlekes tashpatz versus the bach, tashpatz wants a tiny a case of a nose ring is chaytis, mash a case of a earring. Fakir the bach says by a case of earring, it's a tercho to remove. Therefore, isn't the chlegedel chatzitz over here? Now, Kivayga points out, even though we're saying it's rough, it's not a chatzitz. However, we have the Ramos, and our chayim some kuf samach alf that says in the case of the til sedayim. Things that are rafay by jewelry, the chachila to take off, because not bekiyim, between the case of rafay and hodok. Therefore, the halacha is avad the chachila, you take off all your jewelry. Besides the amounts of aleph, that we have the halacha to take off everything, we have a dim by jewelry to remove everything. But the evan, that's what we're discussing over here. But the chachila avad remove everything. Doesn't make a difference. It's take it for the chalas, not to get dirty, you're taking it off. No difference. By challah, we're taking off the wing, she's not getting from dirty from the challah.
Yeah,
but that's what you want to do. That's the same thing. That's nechel get a back bottle. Dirty is nechel get a back bottle. Now, let's say if you were so big of a so the kivega brings down to Vamosha, you would not need another tefillah over here.
Now,
yes, that's how I understood it. Now, the Pesach Shura says, even though we have this mechab over here, but etzem, there are four different sheets how to pass this halacha. We have the Beis Hillel says to be machmer lechatchilo until the case of Shimsha, then the person can be mekel. A second sheet of the entire Makom Shmuel passing like the mechaber, but he ever to be mekel. Once it was done, yeah. I mean, the Kivayga is saying don't. But once it was done, he's mekel, yes. Once you're off for you. Once it was done. Kvar alach lemikvah, lo tzach lachzor.
Mechaber?
Mechaber. Kvar alach, lo lechatchilo. Unless you went to mikvah, that's the mitzvah. Then you don't go back to chatchila. The Chamud Neil says even if you went to the mikvah, still even after the shamash, yet might be machmor unless it's rafay a lot. And the Bach Kamlon says you make up the yevil unless it's a case of a tirch yitzer to remove it like earrings. Then the other bayam says sukim chatzitza. So the four malchim in the Pesach Teshuva. I mean, even on the test was three malchim, really four malchim Pesach Teshuva. The Pesach Teshuva discusses, let's say Isha never removes the ring. Even when she makes challah, she never removes it, or she never makes challah over here. So it points out, L'chur should be nichl neged of a uman, like the special group over here, should not be nichl neged of a chatzitza. However, he says, Yesh l'chalik. But the case of a person's uman, it's nikur, they're a painter. This is the job they do over here. They're a sheikh over here. They're a butcher over here. Mashenkin's person does not make challah, is not nikur, I don't make challah. It's not nikur that I don't take it off. This is not nikur loy plug. Lamaisa to be machma, not to be machalik. However, let's say you be evid, after a person can be make a one shim shim bailo. Pesach Teshuva brings down the Shivas Tzion, the son of the Nadi Behuda, discusses, let's say an Isha has an eye infection and she cannot get her eye wet from the water. What to go do? The Shaul said, let's say a person can put something rough on top of the eye and therefore not be nichel and get a chatzitza. Even though l'chatchil not go do a rafay, but b'di'evet we chal the tefillah. Says the Nadi Behuda son, might say no. Only time is rafay when not goes up to any rafay is when not makbid make a hotuk. Here, b'etzem the isha wants to be hotuk because she did not want water to get inside. Then he says, what is the eitzah? He says the eitzah is to make your hand wet, like Rav Locha and Simcha Ches, then put it on top of your eye. But the isha herself should not do that because the isha herself, the halacha, it will get to sif. Lamin hay, the isha has to be derek to losa. If a bayam inside the suga of kamatim, wherever she picks up her hand, and therefore get another isha stand a little bit further away, get her hand wet, cover her eye loosely, and then go inside the mikvah over here. Silchav dalet and chafay is suga based on storim. First, we have Yisid, the Gemara in Kedushin brought down by the Taz, that we have a pasuk v'rochatz besori b'mayim that dafka mokum giloy needs water to get there. A mokum based storm did not need physically water to get there. Aleph. So a based storm, water did not have to get there. Second, we have a Gemara Dida and Samach Vav. The Gemara says the person has to wash the base kamotim. Why? Because even though water does not have to get there, that be royal bias mayim. And call any royal bila makeves. And therefore, the Gemara is mamshich with the maestro of the shivcha of Rabbi. She went to the mikvah, she came out, she found an etzem between the teeth over here, which is Beit Nishinayim, and you have been told to be chayziv litfol, go back to tefillah. That means even though the halacha we have a pasuk, they did not need water to get there. However, the concept of Beis HaStorm, you have to be ready for water to get there. Based upon this halacha, first says the mechaber, the halacha is a person should clean out their teeth very well, because if not, they come back and they find things between the teeth. The halacha is also like tefillah, like Shiv Choshel Rebbe. The question is the mechaber saying in Eitz HaToyva, clean out your mouth? Or no, the din is you have to clean your teeth. The Bach says it's Eitz HaToyva, read the mechaber slowly, she'im tavla, you have a baya. The shach, no, it's not Eitz HaToyva. He's telling you, you have to clean. When you do chafifa, you have to brush your teeth, you have to make sure they're clean. Use your dental floss, and that's your meaning over here. If you do not do that, but yeah, but that's a loch, if you find something, is ma'akir. But avadi, you have to go clean your teeth.
The
what?
Yes, 100%.
Therefore, it says the mechabi's mamshech, there's a meaning in Klai Yisrael, on the day they go to the mikvah, not to eat basar, u'minig yofari, because you have basar, stock beri shinaim, you find it afterwards, nechal gedem chatzitzo. Says the Taz, posture, but let's say a person didn't meet, whether the case of a shegu or mazid, might say, do not ma'akhle tefillah. Go to the mikvah anyway. Clean out as well you can in your mouth, and go to the mikvah. Says the Taz, and this halacha, this minig yofa, is dafka during the week, but Shabbos and Yontif is a mitzvah to eat basar, you won't have this halacha over here. The Maz mamshik in this concept over here, just like we're saying, a person be makbid and not eat basar, you made tefillah, also after you do chafifa, not to eat. After chafifa, don't eat anything. Voidi says a third on the Hogan Klai Yisrael is the day you go to the mikvah not to be oisik in dough, not to be oisik in wax over here, not to be oisik things that get stuck to your hand, v'chein nogu. Siv Chafei is mamshik l'sugya beis astorim, what's the loch of b'di'evin? So first you have to contrast it, this halacha was brought down in Siman Kuf Tzadik Tes, that by the case of Mokka Magula, the loch is you have to do chafifa v'iyun. If you did not do that, even if you check afterwards you found nothing, it's ma'akiv. Building upon this, come on the Mechaber and contrast the two. It says, let's say a person did not do a chavif of ion on base storm on base kamotim, then afterwards you found something that avadle also like tefillah, that's shiv chol shirabi. But let's say you did not check before, and afterwards you did not find anything, also like tefillah. Mash eke makam gula also like tefillah. Now, what's the swat mechal between the makam gula versus the makam base storm? So among the Gdol HaChorim, three Mahalchim, Levush, Shach, and Taz, and some Kut Tzadik Tes. Levush says over here, the reason is, because if something was there and you did not find it afterwards, it must be it fell off before you went to the mikvah. The fact that you did not find anything afterwards is a chachal that was not there beforehand. If you need a chachal, we'll get the loch and tziv chafav, that when a person ate something afterwards, we'll tell upon what he ate, there is no chachal over there. That's Levush's Mahalach, that it's the Maisa. We assume that if it was here, it would have fell off before you went to the mikvah. Where the shach silver, since the idea of Beis HaStorm did not need mayim mamish, only where the Beis mayim, therefore you can be mekel. What does that mean? Not really saying the lumb that's behind it. So the Siddur explains two pshatim in the shach. Either saying we see Talviyah didn't do Abbalon and Sav Dabbalon Kulom, or it's going to through Shamas Deraisa, but since the Torah itself was mekel, also we give it a kul over here, we'll say that since we found nothing afterwards, you can be mekel. Now the words of the Shach is Tlina Lakula. There's a Tli over here. Set up Kivagis, Maduric in the words of the Shach, they have to check afterwards, find nothing, or Tlina Lakula. He said, if so, Set up Kivagir, we have a Kashin Sif Chavav. Over there, there's no Tlina Lakula, because you found something afterwards. So there is no way to make a Sif Chavav. That's the Kashin of the Mahalach of the Shach over here. Where the Taz in Simukov Tzadik Tes says, he said the idea is a base of starve is not death for things to get there. Since not death for things to get there, therefore not lichel get a chatzitzo. Chachanim habakash, your person's mouth. Maisa Kamal Pesach Shuvah brings down a very important case. What's the loch of Oysel Mokum and lichel get a base of storm? It's lichel Mokum Beluah, lichel get a Mokum Goli. What exactly is it? So the Pesach Shuvah is discussing really two aspects. Number one, negate the sugya of chatzitzo. And number two, negate the sugya of bedika. The focus to our sugya, negate to the idea of chatzitzo. So, maybe you don't want to tie it first. Oysel Mokum is Beis HaStorim. If it's Beis HaStorim over here, therefore you have to roil the Beis Mayim, but not Mayim Mamish. Therefore, the Isha has his Tabas or Shailas inside of the floor Shibai, you have a Bayah. So, unless it's so far back in Mokum Balua, like if, even when a person in Mishamish does not get there, we not Nichol together a Beis HaStorim, we Nichol together a Mokum Balua, therefore, not be a case of Chatzitzo. Therefore, maybe the Eitzes are pushing far back. Maisa Peskachuva being done a second Shita, the Chava Das, who goes like the show of the Noin Behuda, but once the time the Isla Mokum did not need to be royal Beis Mayim at all, and disagrees with the Noida Yehuda. It brings down a third Mahalach B'Kiveger that says if we have a Shita brought down Sivov, then a Makom Sakono, it Nichol get a not being Makbid. So Mitzirif that, this concept of Vehil Maisi can be Mekel. That means the Achon of Vehil Be'ikah being Mekel for different reasons. Then Yehuda Nichol Makom B'Lo. Then Yehuda is not Nichol Chumah Be'isah Torm. Kiveger Mitzad Nichol get a Sakono, different person not Makbid. So I'm sorry, who also Mitzad the concept over here. So we have to have an achronim to be mekel, and again, explain the gear, the situation that happened in the past 10, 50 years of maneuvering, some odd reason, not to forget, they go to the mikvah, and the question is how to apply this pesach shuva practically in the gear to a case of maneuvering, or in a case where the isha found a dikhlof inside the body after the mikvah.
It goes like a shoyl of a little
bit. We call it the shoyl? No, but even the place from machma, but the shoyl is the shita. That means
the one of the pesach shuva goes like the shoyl?
Then the chavadas. Chavdas, the Mekveger says that Vixav Yad to the Chavdas wrote to me that to be Mekel, because Isa Mokum is no Chumro Beis Astorim. Now, the Pesach Chuvah says that a Kash of Sif Mem Gimel for the Amor over there, the gate to go to the bathroom. That's a Sif Mem Gimel the Amor. What is the Bayav going to the bathroom? Pashri Lun the Sugyo is since they clutch, you have to go to the bathroom, the Mokum Goli is a problem. Not the way the Pesach Chuvah sounds like, the Mokum Balu is a problem, which is a Chiddush over here. Pashri means the Mokum Goli. Fine. Sivchavav is a case of a person who has basis storm, but the Isik afterwards did not do check beforehand. So Mechaba says, again, very clear, you did not check before, you Isik afterwards, the Maisik will turn Lekul over here. Now the Tav says, why? Because basis storm, turn Lekul. The Maisik Shach over here come along and brings down the Rekeach, that's Meduik in the Gemara, not the way from Maisik Rabbi. In the case of the Shivcha, she had an Etzem Ben Ishinahel. She came to Rabbi, said, I found the bone over here. What did Rabbi say? The Rabbi asked, do you eat something? It's the reason why it's there. Rabbi said nothing. Rabbi said, go back. So we see from the mice of Rabbi, the steamiest mice of Rabbi, that it did not ask you, Isik and not Isik, must be, if you even your Isik, you'll have to go back to the mikvah. Therefore, the Shach says to Sivchavov to argue on the Mechaber. The Pash says, he's not arguing Sivchavay. Again, the Shekel says he is. Because the Chaim says, oh, Sivchavay, you can't make all. Sivchavov, the mice of Shach, coming to be Machbah from the Rekayach. Simchav Zayin Mechaber has three cases. One person puts the sarus inside her mouth. A second case, she clenches her mouth. And third case, she clenches her hands. All three of these cases, the halacha is also like tefillah. Now, the reason why putting a sarus inside your mouth explains the shach, the baya, is not her mouth. It's a sar. The sar has to have water on top of it. It's inside your mouth. And the fact that water did not physically get there, it's being ma'akav over here. I said the chamud Daniel, but let's say you clench your teeth. That's not nichol negedah of chatzitzo. Sivchav Ches is a case when a person is holding on to another person or holding on to a kli. We have a Mishnah Mekvois that says if Yatiach is Yodov, it's not Nichol Negedav Chatzitzo. Says of Shimon, even if your person is loose to the hands, also will be Mutter over here. Now, first, what does that mean? Come on the basis of the Taz, we have Vada Paslan in Tanakama. The question is Tanakama come to Machmer or Tanakama come to Mekel? Very clear machlokes among the Rishonim. The way he had the Rambam, the Ramban, the Rav, he passed in the Tanakam as being Machmer. Only a Diach is Yod of a person can be Mekel. Mashenkin, if a person is Rafoi, Rugazi Rafoi Otto Hodak, why negate a Kalim might break, negate a person's ball over here, a different Rav Gezerah. Atzad Hasheni, Kamung Virash, but the Torah passed is not the way, he's being a cool over here. Not only is Rafoi work, even Madiach is Yod of Oslo Meister works, both of them work. Holoch Lameiso, Kamung Mechaba Pasti Lakulo. So in both cases, number one, he says you hold on to a person's body and it's roughly the mice it's mutter. That's how the mice it has paskins. Kamung Shach brings down the Bach. Bach says we have a Rambam. We have a Ramban. We have a Ro'o. La mice is Machmer. A Shach being bowl over here. Roughly Otto Hodok. However, the Shach ends off. The Bahag has a gear, so the mice to be Makel over here. The Shach is not clear. His maskonas sounds like over here he wants to be Makel. Gamasim Kuchov in your day sounds like going to be Machmer. We have a Shiloh. Again, Machab is being Mekel. The Taz being Mekel. The Shach, Yishlon being Mekel or not. Have the Bach solely disagrees. A Pasal Lachum in the case of being loose over here. The second halacha, a person who puts his hands inside the water is Bediach as Yodov. It's Tveach. Says the Shach, Tveach Amnas Latviach. Since it's Chibut to the main mikvah, the Meister person can be Mekel. Now the Taz points out, are you holding on tight? Or are you not holding on tight? So Taz, those who are a machma, the case of Rafoi, we make up a case of tight over here. It says in Lishkosli, the Rambam and the Ramban and the Ro, they come along and say, Maisi to be machma, the case of Rafoi. Masha ain't kidding with Diyachas Yadav, it's mutter. Why Diyachas Yadav is mutter? Let's be geyser if it's rover or tahadak. So it must be when it's tight. Even when it's Diyachas Yadav, Lamaisi can't be makel. Masha ain't kidding the Rajbo, no bindichli get of chatzitza when it's tight, even when Diyachas Yadav. Kirega says it's not Muchach, the Ramban, the Ram will argue. Maybe Dibak Beidini, there's three levels over here. There's Hoda, there's Beidini, there's Rafai. Maisa Taz says it's the Shitasa, those are Machmer. A pasul chum in the Mishnah, a pasul kula. When it's harder, can tie over here. Alach lemaisa, can you do a diach as yodav lechatchilo? So come along, the shach brings on the drisha and says there's a heter lechatchilo to go do that. The Taz says even lechatchilo. So the shach, the losh in the Mishnah is b'diavad. Therefore, it's not to lechatchilo. The get to us by kalim to pass one kli to another kli. According to the shach, it's only b'diavad not to go do lechatchilo. You should only go for 1 second over here. Said the Shach, however, let's say in the Isha, she has no other option, she can't stand on her feet. Echanami. They knew what the halacha is, Madiachas Yodav. Like we had earlier for the Shiva Tzion, the halacha is by Isha has an eye infection, Echanami. You're going to stock your stock. However, to put on top of a satin, on top of a shemato, that the Shach brings down, you have a bayah, siflam, aleph. It's a kli that's being mekabel tumo. The kli is not mekabel tumo, also like tefillah over here. Now we're saying, may mikvah, what does that mean? The Shach brings down the Ramon and Simukul Chof. Means dafka the water inside, not my tulushim. Masha ink the taz is marchum the kolchav. The halacha even negates the sugya my tulushim. Sifchav test and a person pushes their friend inside the water over here. So come on the mechaber and he says pshat in the ramen to machmar is a mekuna. It's talking about when the water has been sumsum memsal, and therefore the bayas says the taz and shach is maybe a person will take their hand out of the water. Therefore it's not nichal together or memsal anymore. It's less than memsal. Have the shach brings down the revoshim shan the rambam. That means the case over here even more than Memsah. It's still Tavu Mekuna. Looks like you're playing around having a game over here. Sif Lamin, does the person have to pick up the feet? So the Mechaber is very clear. When you go to Mikvah, even though it's pressing on the ground, you do not have to pick up your feet when there is no tit over there. Why? My Makdimim, next to the Mikvah, there's no problem over here. The Tazik points out, what we're discussing over here, should be Machlokes Mordechai versus Ramban Dura. According to the Mordechai, is a case of the Afkame Mikvah. According to Ram, and there are a case over here of even the other waters over here. Now, come along the Shach, he says that it sounds like in Maduik there is no tit. If there is tit, the only thing you have to go do is pick up your feet. We'll get the loch and sif lamin gimel that when there's tit over there, the mice should not be toivel at all. For it's a steer in the mechaber. So the Taz says the Shach has two tirotsim. Either means when there's tit, not to be toivel at all. Or get the Sif Lama Gimel and the Shach Mechalk, whether it's tit that's over or tit that's not over. But over, not to be terrible at all. If we're discussing tit that's roughly, then pick up your feet. Sif Lama Aleph, the case of Zeresh Mechatzoyis, we have two different Makaris for this Indian. One, we have a Mishnah, Perkei Mekvois. The Mishnah there says you should not be terrible on top of a safsal, on top of a bench over here. It's clear over here. What is the reason for it? So Machalik Sabang, we're showing them. The Rajba says that since the halacha is you cannot be toivel inside the kli and in the raiso, therefore you go inside the mikveh that has the kli inside of it, you have exerit mechatzos, you make think you allowed to go toivel inside the kli, and therefore a person cannot be toivel inside the kli. Asal Hasheni, the Rash disagrees with the Rajba. The Rash says the seder we have to be machmir in the Mishnah is dafka that's kli that's mechuber to the mikveh, mash enkin the kli that's tolish not to be machmir. That means if there's a kli it's inside the mikveh that's tolish, you can't be toivel. The Rosh being down that Mahalach for the Rash, he has a third Mahalach over here, the Rosh. Therefore, Machlokes can be totally inside the Kli that's Tolish. You have a second Sugyo, a Gemara Nida, Daf Samach Vav. The Gemara has the Havamina of Tzeres Mechatzois. The Gemara ends off, the Loch cannot be totally on top of Kli Cheres inside the Sugyo of Pachad. So we have two Sugyos, two ideas over here, Tzeres Mechatzois and the Sugyo Pachad. Building upon the two ideas over here, we have four statements in the Mechaber. Number one, he says, you cannot be totally inside the Kli. That's the Dindarai, so. Number two, once it cannot be toivel inside the kli, let's have a kli inside the mikvah, that's being mekabel tum over here, a case is right to medrash, he says we have exerish mechatzos, not to be toivel inside of it, like the rabbi Chito, l'chum over here, and even if he did toivel inside of it, also like tefillah. Number three, being done that the sugya pachet over here, first not be toivel on top of kli cheres, that's not being mekabel tum, on top of a piece of wood that's not being mekabel tum, it's not the sugya pachet, but over here, if you did do it, also like tefillah. Number four, he says, what's the halacha on madrigot? What to go do? If it's a madrega of eitz, you have a bayah over here, you toil upon it, because we're kabbal tum over here. They have a lot of tefillah. Therefore, it's not this madrega, you should do two things. Number one, make sure it's a case of avodim, stone over here, or cheres over here. Therefore, it'll take you the suga of tumah. And make sure also it's white four, make sure the suga pachad. That means, what to do with the steps? You have to take your both sugas. Very simple. Kamul Levush, and he points out, the mini Klayasol was to have these nesorim, these boards over here, they put them inside the mikvah and stand on top of it. In fact, the Levush is against the Mechaber, against the Ravid. Kashu Levush. Kamul Lishach, and he wants to answer, like Maram says, and the Bach says, Madani Melech, Sheres Yosef, and others want to paskin. Yish L'chalek, when you have these boards, you plan to put it inside the mikvah. That means not always boards outside already was miyuchel for medrash, and you already made to lie upon or sit upon, and now you put it inside the mikvah. These boards, when they're made originally, was made to put it inside the mikvah, and therefore was not mekabel tumas medrash over here. That's the case. That's what the shach says we paskin. Kamon Letazin says, letting people know whether it was outside the mikvah was miyuchel for medrash or roy the medrash. We have exer over here of what people see a maris ayin de kesugyo, and therefore did not understand why the minik see mekel. Therefore, the Taz and Dof, we do not pass on this Mechaber. That means, again, on the question of the test, one of the numerous people made a mistake over here. What's the Locha negate to the Sarim, negate to the Raivat Shita? The Taz says twice, we do not pass on this Mechaber over here. We pass on Locha, Lamais, there's no Gzeh Mechatzos. We go like the Rashi Shita. No problem over here. Mais, the Shachtos and Dof, and the place we go, Locha Lamais, and not like the Taz. We go like the Mechaber, we have a Bayah, Gzeh the Sarim. So, therefore, the Shach and Dof, Ram Loblim, the Mais, whatever happened, happened. Maisa not be moist love to anybody, whatever was. However, anytime you build the mikvah, take him all shitas, all ideas over here, try to make sure it's a case of avonim over here, as the suga of mekabel tumah, and get lukuli amo. But not mefakvet on be moist love in klai yisrael over here. Maisa comes out to two machlokes in Taz and Shach. Number one, they pass like this mechaber, like the Ravid. Taz says we don't, Shach, and the place can say we do. And number two, there's something that is, you plan to put it inside the mikvah, is it nichon together of the tumah of the Ravid or not? When it has yeah, why of Maris Ayn, it's not the Shach, I said no, because it never piled Yuchel for the Sugya Medrash over here. Because the Shuv brings down the Ponim Iris and says, let's say you have the case of the Chayshus Kap over here, and you plan to put it inside, since the Chayshus was never aiming to Mekabel Tumo, it's only a Gulma, it's only a form over here, therefore it's no problem, Aleph. Second thing, he brings down the Siddur, that let's say a person has these Avonim, don't have a Avonim, what to go do? You only have these Nesarim, what's your option? He says, make sure the Nesarim are not wide enough to be a case of Roy Latami Medris. Chosha gets from the Taz the sheet over here, then put them inside together, and therefore you get all sheets over here. Now the Nayib Yehuda brings down, Allah Lamaisel, let's say Isha is afraid, the wood is very deep, she's short, she can't get inside. Lamaisel, let's put the chair inside, hang it off with rope, and go on top of the chair. Lamaisel, the Shul over there says, Maisel, we have a Taz. Come along with the very clear than Behudo. The Maisa, even though we have the Taz that said that, the Maisa read the Taz slowly as a bunch of Tzirufim over here, and therefore we were forced to Mishnah not to be table on top of a Safsal, and therefore to not go the Loch Lamaisa against the Mechaber, unless you have Tzirufim and even that Yeshlotim. And therefore the Loch Lamaisa to not put a chair there and table on top of the chair.
What's
the Itza? Someone should hold on to her. The Maisa, what do they do with people who are, I don't know, they have chairs. I know they have chairs in the mikvah below people down inside the mikvah. So they tell me they pick them up. People inside the mikvah have my makim and they pick her up. Silan Beis, Mamshul Sugya, we have a case of Silan, the case of pipes over here. So the Mechaber says if it has no levazveis, number one, and also kfei in the karka, number two, then it can be table on top of it. Now, what do you need these two things for? The Taz says you need two things. We have two problems over here. If a person is, if it's kfei bekarko, there's no pachad. If it has no vazveis, it has no base kibble over here to mekabel it, then it's not a case of being mekabel tumos, should it creates. So it comes out, the Mechaber saying, to get his pipes, need to have two things to take care of both sugyas. Sugya gzeis mechat sois, and the sugya pachad. The Shachtos explains, if you read the Torah, he says one thing, the Mechaber saying something else. He points out, the Torah is coming from his father, the Rosh, mashing the Mechaber. The Rosh brings down the case of the pipes. The Rosh comes along and says, why the pipes lemaisa to be make over here? He says, number one, we have no gzeis mechat sois. We pass them like the rash. Something we kvei in the karko. It's the only time the mishnah comes to be machmer, not a case of tolosh over here. Number two, come along the rush and says, also, it's only a case of no base kibble, there's no rim around it, and therefore there's no problem. The way how the Torah understood it is Rav Lemelzer, and the rush is passing like the rash. Therefore, the two are only being done one tzvah over here. It's kvei inside the ground. Mash enkin, the mechalav pasen sif lam and aleph, like the Rav Shita. Once he passed that way, you have to worry about inside gzuras mechad soyis. Therefore, the mechalav has been done two kimtas over here. Number one, the case over here is kvei in the karko af pachad. Number two, mitzvah the sugar gzuras mechad soyis. Has over here no base kibble over here. That's why a person in Mekul is not nichol in the gzuras mechad soyis, not a kli that's being mechabal tomo. When Adkan tells Siflam Gimel Be'eshem tomorrow, Siflam Gimel to the end with Simon Reish and Simon Reish Aleph Sifayne. Slavo.